Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I also found out, a little God's news behind the news here. Guys, 600,000 people, Americans, have what is known as a mega commute. Mega commute. Now, if you thought you had something to complain about your commute, these folks, these 600,000 of them, they travel 90 minutes or more.
Wow.
At least 90 minutes to work. That's at least, what, 3 hours a day?
Yeah, at least, depending on traffic.
Exactly. Well, there are some major cities. The distance, they figure, is about 50 miles to get to work. 50 miles. And they call them mega commutes. And normally they're in cities around large cities. Obviously, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., they say New Orleans. Which New Orleans threw me off a little bit, but it only represents about 1% of all full-time workers, right? And the thing about them is they're more likely to leave before 6 a.m. You know, now I could, you know, there was a time that I was commuting, you know, to Jersey City. Man, this was crazy. It's like everyone bottlenecks, tries to go into, I mean, these cars are coming from everywhere. Yeah. And they're bottlenecking into these tunnels, and they're crisscrossing. I mean, it's nightmarish. And you think, how many cars come in the road at 6 a.m.? Let me tell you, a lot. It was a battle getting in. And then, of course, when it's time to leave, it's a battle getting out because everyone's going to race out.
Right. Wow. I can imagine what that's like.
Dude.
How do you imagine?
I understand why people get comfortable cars, nice systems. We're going to be here for a while. They said New York has the highest percentage. It's actually 16% of its workers, which is higher than the average percent. Actually, you know, have this long commute. They said that about 11 people do this commute, but pretty crazy. Let's see what else. They said that most of them, about 80% of them, drove their own cars, 10% carpooled, and the 5% took public transportation or rode a bike. Now that's interesting. I don't think I would ever ride a bike to work, but they, well, 5% of them rode a bike. But you know, for all those that are commuting, don't forget, if you're commuting, download VFN Radio on your phone. Enjoy that commute with VFN Radio, and you can take VFN Radio on the go. Just go ahead and have you know what? I know that you're concerned about hearing on your phone and drive. You can get Bluetooth devices, all kinds of devices, wireless, that'll help you drive and enjoy that commute. And you know what? I had a chance of have two different types of commute. I had a commute that took me 40, 50 minutes sometimes. And then I had a commute one time that took me about 8 minutes. And then, I didn't like the 40, 50-minute commute at first, and then you start realizing when I had the 8 minutes, I just walked out of my place of employment and I blinked my eye and I'm home, like zero transition. You know what
I'm saying? Right.
That hour transition could be a little nice when you're just kind of, you know, with God there listening, VFN radio, encouraging yourself on the Lord. You know, make that time work for you. That's not wasted time. If you think about it, 3 hours a day, right? Actually, this is the average commuter is about 25 minutes. So that's an hour a day, right? 20 hours a week. I mean, no, what is it? That's five hours a week. If you work 5 days, work week schedule, 20 hours a month. Can you imagine what you can be feeling?
Exactly.
You know, spirit and encouragement for 20 hours a month. Love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Listen to VFN radio. Be connected, be informed, and be inspired.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.